neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The subject ends up after 6 years, that if he feels that he's comfortable, that he doesn't want to leave, so then the owner, the Baal HaBayit, brings him to the doorpost and pierces his ear. So the question that is asked, when he stole, so he committed a sin. So which is more severe? When he stole or when he doesn't want to go? Why?
He went through the training. It was 6 years he worked there. He should have listened. By then he should have fixed himself.
No, but shouldn't we pierce his ear as soon as he steals?
Not yet.
You mean chance? Not right away? Okay. Well, it's very difficult.
Give me the chance.
You don't like to do things right away. He says, sit down. Where are you going? Why'd you do this? It's a very, very powerful message. And that is that Tosamshi is teaching us, of course, you want to knock him down right away. What kind of attitude is this? You know, shape up, you know, is ba'ide, you know, it's not your level. But here's what he's teaching us, fine, it's still a human chance. And wait, because Judaism does not believe in knockdowns. You know what that is? To knock him down. We don't believe in such a thing. No. No, and not only that, one of the very, very surprising matter that we see in this subject, usually the punishment comes about through, as we say, shofet v'shoter. Like let's say if somebody deserves lashes, they take him to the Beit Din, and then the one that is responsible to bring the punishment, he does this. But here in this case, we don't take him to the Beit Din, we don't take him to the court. Who should pierce his ear? The owner. Why? Take him to the court, and then they have people that are expert in piercing the ear. That's their job. He doesn't know how to do this. Why should he do it?
He has to be part of the suffering also, because he didn't train the guy well to know what is freedom.
No, why should he suffer? He did kindness for 6 years. 6 years he took care of this man. Why should he get involved? I took care of you for 6 years, so you don't want to go, let's go to the court and then they take care of you. Whatever I want to say, the message here is, Tosafot is teaching us that you know why he doesn't want to go? It's all because of you. Because you did not do whatever you're supposed to do. It's your fault. So now, because you didn't train him to become mustaqil, responsible, you have to bring the punishment. So here we learn many times we complain, oh, see how he is acting, see how he is, you know how he behaves. And the message here is, he's innocent. If you see something is going wrong, it's all your fault.
Maybe yeah. You were very kind to him and he likes it. Maybe his wife is over there.
He spoiled him. He was not kind. If he doesn't want to go, he spoiled him.
But could be he doesn't have him.
Well, whatever that the problem arises because is because of him. He had the task to build them up. Go, you can do it. Don't worry. No, things are going to be okay.
What about if he's selfish? Huh? Because his selfishness, he wants to stay. Everything is provided. Instead of being a slave of Hashem, he wants to be over there.
Yes, but Tosha is teaching us whatever that was missing in him, you were supposed to fix. That's why I sent him to you for 6 years. You have to fix him. So now that applies for anyone that you're in contact with. If he's your kid, if he's your member of family, whoever he is, if he's your friend, if you see something wrong with him, if you had enough time to fix him up, if you don't blame him. It's your fault. And that's what exactly, first of all, you have to make sure he has enough time and don't knock him down right away. And you have to be aware, you have a responsibility. You don't know, go ask. You don't know, go learn. Get a direction, because that's your responsibility to build them up. If you don't do it, then you have to go through the suffering. And Hashem is like, you the right chokhmah and the koach to be able to do the right thing.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.